A practice known as prison gerrymandering is at the center of a lawsuit against the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Our community affairs reporter, KYW's Cherry Gregg, explains.
The lawsuit was filed on behalf of the Pennsylvania and Philadelphia NAACP, students at the University of Pennsylvania, as well as a number of formerly incarcerated individuals. They claim that the Commonwealth's practice of counting inmates where they are temporarily imprisoned on Census Day versus where they are from is unconstitutional.
This practice, known as prison-based gerrymandering, has the effect of inflating the political power of the predominantly white communities in rural districts where most of Pennsylvania's prisons are located.
LDEF attorney Kara McClellan says these gerrymandering practices result in less political representation for urban centers. Plaintiff Robert Holbrook is a former juvenile lifer.
I've been home for 2 years, but I'm still being counted as a resident of Greene County, Pennsylvania right now.
While blacks and Latinos make up 16% of Pennsylvania's population, they represent more than 60% of those in prison. Philadelphia NAACP President Rodney Muhammad.
Siphoning resources from the zip code that these people were taken from.
The lawsuit asked a judge to end prison gerrymandering and reapportion legislative districts. At City Hall, Cherry Gregg, KYW News Radio.